Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 115 of your Overseas Connection. We are the official podcast of the G4TE.com forums. That's Gaming for the Elderly. And today's May 10th, 2011. Joining me this week, as always, Mr. Mike Chin.
Not as always. I was kind of off on last week.
Little hit and miss,
Yeah, I won't be on the 24th, as you know, Greg.
I like that you're prepping the listeners, so if we see a big dip in listenership, I will fully attribute that.
We know why. Yes, Gamer Tag Chin Chin E, PlayStation Network Tag, who cares, because you can't look at it. Steam Tag Chin, what's the Steam, what's the official thing for the Steam name? Chin Chin E, I think.
Username?
Steam thing.
Steam ID.
Yeah, Steam ID, there you go. Chin Chin E, I think it is. Who cares?
Okay.
So that's me.
That's you. Hey, I suppose I should actually probably introduce myself to Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law. I don't know if I covered that or not already.
I don't know.
It's craziness. You know what is crazy? We don't have a Christopher Matthew.
No. We got Primrose, though.
No. Primrose, there's actually a very sad story about Primrose. He was caught fondling the neighbor's cat.
And, I've seen this.
Yeah. It was in the papers. I'm sure you probably read it.
Yeah.
They
it's
are
a
saying.
Pretty big deal. Yeah.
They're not sure they're going to release him now. It may get held over for a psychological evaluation, so.
Apparently, he put the cat in the bin. I don't know.
But you know what? We did find somebody. We did find somebody that likes us, that wants to speak with us about video games.
Yes.
Mr. Scott McGregor.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yay, Scott. Yeah.
Always a pleasure. It seems like whenever Mr. Matthew's gone, I'm your go-to guy there or something.
We try to backfill him with somebody with a deep, you know, radio-sounding voice, so you fit the bill nicely.
Well, thank you. Gamertag, Steam ID, I guess, because that's where I am most of the time now, is Rabid_Scotsman, 1B1T.
Yes, that's...
Big PC gamer now, aren't you, Scott?
I am now, yeah, I just built this new box
yesterday.
You used
to be kind of like an Xbox guy.
Yeah. in the States we're going through some kind of hard times, you know, and it was a lot easier to afford being able to go out and buy a game used and then go and sell it back. And you know what I mean? You could kind of.
Well, they're going through a hard time over in the UK as well. I mean, they just had the big wedding. True. Everybody's had increased taxes now to pay for.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. They're on the honeymoon I paid for. God, no postcard, nothing. Rude.
I hear they might be going to Spain.
Yeah, there you go. I'll meet them there.
Just a hop, skip, and a jump away from the old castle.
Yes.
Steam, Rabid_Scotsman, and Xbox, I'm kind of on there every once in a while still.
Now and then, I see you.
What's the last game you played on your Xbox, Scott?
I've been playing Guitar Heroes.
Wow.
I love them. I don't know why. Just the guitar. And I can't really bring myself to play anything other than Guitar Hero 2, 3, and Warriors of Rock.
Scott, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I'm starting to get this overwhelming sense that I may have a friends list spot opening up.
Oh, no. No, the set lists on those games are actually kind of right up.
I do like Guitar Hero 2.
Yeah.
That's a modifying Guitar Hero, but...
A lot of classics and 90s stuff in there. That's a Rabid Space Scotsman, but I'll get through them eventually. It's fine. Rabid Space Scotsman, and the O is a zero Scotsman, actually, because I stole my own name.
The O is a zero, folks. Remember that.
You stole your own name.
I did. I stole my own name. I'm not sure what email address it's under or anything. So
cool.
Yeah. Okay, then. Well, hey, I suppose we could just keep talking about Guitar Hero and usernames for a while, but, you know, people like to listen to the show because we talk about video games. And, you know, one of those big things that we talk about when we talk about video games is new releases. So, Mike, would you do me the honors?
Oh, it's not the thing with the what's you've been playing.
Well, I was going to go into new releases first. I don't know why. It's feeling a little right. different.
No,
I'll shake it up.
You change the order and you expect me to have it on call. Yeah. All right, okay, yeah. They'll get this on the gamesman, do you? Jeez. Bam, 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 bam.
All right, so yes, switching it up. This week, we're going to talk about the PS3 first. So what? Out on the retail shelves, I've got to give them some love because they got a lot going on. But hey, retail shelves this week, Brink comes out. Lego's Pirates of the Caribbean comes out.
Pirates!
MX versus ATV hits the store shelves.
MX
and
versus ATV!
I should say, bargain price, $40 US. Superstars V8 Next Challenge. The next challenge, not the challenge, so it's the sequel.
No, not this challenge, the next one.
Yeah. also, out on the shelves, $40. Virtual Tennis 4. Again, bargain priced.
Out. I already thought that was out.
I know. Yeah. And last but not least, WRC FIA World Rally Championship. Bargain basement.
Via.
Sure. $40. I don't know my racing. That's plain and simple. Yeah. PSN games. And PSN minis.
Stop.
Oh, okay. Moving on. Xbox 360 this week. You've got Brink on the retail shelves. The First Templar. If you're looking for a little sword fighting out this week.
And the last.
Yeah, probably. The Lego cool. Pirates of the Caribbean out this week. MX versus ATV Alive and Virtua Tennis 4 all hitting the store shelves. Xbox Live Arcade, it actually did not update for me, so there's something coming out. I don't know what, but it's coming. No demos announced so far, and of course there will be games on demand later. Wii Front this week. Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. Seems like it's out everywhere. There must be a movie coming, Mike.
Maybe. I don't know.
Virtua Tennis 4. Maybe there's a virtual tennis game coming, too. Or a movie. Yeah, it was a bad joke. I'm sorry. Moving on. WiiWare Front.
I would like to see that move, though.
MDK2 on the WiiWare. And that's it. Done. That's your new
it.
Releases.
Whatever. Volume. Da, 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 da.
You know, I suppose I could have looked up some PC titles, you know, in honor of Scott being here, but...
Scott, keep going. What's out for the PC this week?
Anything exciting.
I'm the only
quick,
one that...
You got the music. What's out on the PC?
Oh, let's see. Mountain Blade with Fire and Sword just came out.
I can't wait to play that.
Hydrophobia Prophecy is now out.
Yes, because that did so well elsewhere. I can help you out, Scott. I can help you out. You've also got Brink and the First Templar coming out.
Yeah. Darkspore came out not too long ago.
Darkspore.
The Witcher's
Here's the
next
one I know you're excited for. This is actually on Mac. Lego Indiana Jones 2, The Adventure Continues.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And this, by far, Game of the Week. Garshasps?
Monster Slayer.
The Monster Slayer, yes.
Yeah. 10% off on Steam, apparently. $18. I don't even know what it is.
I don't either, so. But hey, $18? Can't really argue with that.
Yeah.
And now, that officially is the new releases.
All right.
What about the 3DS? Oh, we did that. Oh,
no. Garshasps.
No one cares. It's a gimmick. Move on.
Yes.
Right. Okay. What's going on, Greg?
You know what? Here's my thing. This week, I want to say Brink is going to be the big game. But the reviews are kind of coming through a little mixed. And I'm thinking Lego the Pirates Caribbean could be the best game out this week.
That's funny.
It's madness.
Well, you know, that's a solid title. A Lego game is always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lego games are always fun.
And that's why I really wasn't too afraid to say that, because at the end of the day, you know Lego is consistently good.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Man.
Yep. I know how to make a good Lego game.
They do.
They're fun.
Now let's talk what have we been playing since we have this fine list of new releases out in front of us.
All right, here we go. Well,
Unity
No, that's not the right one at all, is it? Right, so,
you know, we went through this last week with Mr. Richard Primrose.
Yeah.
And then, like, what's going on?
Scott's putting me off. I feel, like, under pressure because Scott's watching me. Turn around, Scott.
Right.
Turn around. I can't do it with you watching me. Like Steve mentioned.
What you been playing? Been
there
playing.
We go.
What you been playing? What have you been playing?
Mike, you are one tricky, slick dude.
What?
What? What? I didn't do anything. What?
What did I do?
A nice little pause midway through. Threw me off. It's perfect.
Oh, really? I didn't mean to. I think that was Skype. Wasn't me.
Then I take back all the credit I just gave you.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, now that this show has officially started off horribly, let's just trudge on. Yes. Scott, being the guest, absolutely you should go first. What have you been playing?
I'm going to try not to talk ears off. Portal 2, wow.
Yeah!
I'm going to let you and Mike talk about Portal 2 for a while.
So, Scott, you said you played it twice?
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
So have I.
All right.
I finished it. I started it on Sunday night. Finished it on Monday night. Started it again today. Finished it again today. Right. I love it. I love it.
If I really buckle down, I can blow through it in a day. I finished it in four or five hours on second playthrough.
So is that kind of the allure, by the way, of the second playthrough and that maybe a third playthrough is that now you're kind of like, you know the puzzles, now you're just trying to beat them as fast as you can?
I tell you what, sometimes, on my second playthrough, I was like, how the fuck did I do this? You know, those. What did I do? Yeah, I can't remember doing this.
Yeah, there were a couple puzzles where I stood there for 5 minutes going, what? None of this makes any sense.
I don't remember doing this. I must have been a genius. So,
it's great. Like, you traverse kind of new environments-ish, I guess, through it. It's a different experience, but it's still Portal. I don't know. I think it's a
fantastic sequel to an already perfect game.
Yeah, there are sequels these days.
I mean, Greg, you're not mad about Portal, but it's still, even you could, you know, play this. So I believe that you'll play it and enjoy it.
I appreciate that. Even you could play it,
someone who doesn't really, like, you know, you like Portal, but it's not, you know.
Keep going, you Mike. It's good.
No, I'm not saying that. You and your simple mind. What I'm saying is, right, that someone who doesn't like Portal 1 will probably be playing Portal 2 and go, yes, that is a great game. It's still not my thing, but I recognize it's a good game. Okay. I'm fairly confident that you'll play Portal 2 and like it.
Now, I would like to put out
love it, like
real
it.
Quick in my defense. I never said I hated Portal.
No, so I know.
Anybody who is out there that's saying he doesn't like Portal, I enjoyed Portal.
You're just not mad about it.
Yeah, I wasn't like, oh my god, this is the greatest game in the world. Yeah. It was enjoyable experience, but I didn't feel the need to go back and play it a second or third time. So, I am looking forward to it. Mostly because I was going to say, I've heard the writing is especially good.
Yes. Yeah. It's worth turning on the subtitles just to make sure you hear, see everything that they're saying. It's brilliant writing.
Now, have either of you guys dabbled in the commentary mode?
They have developed commentary?
No, I haven't, no.
I've only done a little, and the one I did was kind of slow moving.
Okay, interesting.
That was like a co-op level.
Okay.
That they had kind of retooled so that you could do it as one person to get through it and read all the different, listen to all the different commentary, but it was very techie. It was very like, we had to do this to the code and this process, and I was like, you know, I don't really care about this.
So, not exactly kind of equating out to the same kind of commentary you hear like in a movie when you throw in the commentary, you get the inside
I'm thinking the single player levels will be more like that. So
Duke said they're a bit boring. I remember Duke sounded a bit boring in the commentary. Yeah, but I love commentary. I'm a commentary. But yeah, I remember he saying like he doesn't recommend it. Found it a bit boring. So.
Well, you may like this. I have like a billion copies of Portal. And so I decided after playing through Portal 2 twice, I was like, I want more. I want more puzzles. I want more, you know, test chambers and whatnot. So I actually went to a mod website and downloaded a few mods for the original Portal and played those because I wanted more so much. so I guess I should give them a shout, because I do recommend them. One of them was, Portal Prelude.
Portal Prelude. Okay. Yeah,
so if you can Google that, that one was good. That was probably the best one that I played. So
excellent,
good stuff. They're the more advanced versions of the puzzles that you saw throughout Portal 1. So it's kind of like playing Portal 2. you just kind of have to do a few more tricks and stuff. There's a lot of momentum building tricks and stuff that you kind of have to learn to get through it. It's neat.
Excellent.
It's hard to talk about Portal 2 without spoiling it.
Yeah,
now you guys are doing a good job, though. You are.
So when GLaDOS is a dog, no, that doesn't mean it. But there are the new gadgets. Like, you get some gel.
Wait a minute. GLaDOS is back.
Well,
no.
As you've never seen her before.
She's dead. You can't bring dead things back to life.
Yeah, no. She's tough. Yeah, so they had to bring GLaDOS back, Greg. Come on. But look, you get gel, right? There's like gel in the game.
There's gel every day.
You put it on a surface and there's ones that you can bend or run fast. I really like those additions, Scott. I don't know about you, but I thought at first I was like, oh, I don't know about this.
It's probably gimmicky is kind of what we were all thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the white gel.
Yeah.
Which for your sake, Greg, was, if you put the white gel on a surface that you can't put a portal on, it lets you put a portal on it, so it makes, you know, all surfaces, you know, accessible.
Okay.
And at first, my first reaction, I was like, oh fuck, these puzzles are gonna get really complicated now, because of this gel. But it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. They did a great job of, kind of making it, easy enough, but there were some. The one of the last chambers was just ridiculous. Like I was scratching my head for ages.
Oh yeah. I think I know which one you're talking about.
Question: have either of you? And this isn't so much it could be considered a spoiler. So, but it's something that's been talked about in some podcasts, and it's. Did you guys have you tried putting a portal on the moon yet?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No. Look up at the moon, shoot the portal gun at the moon.
Well, it's tough, Greg, because you haven't played it.
Yeah, you haven't.
So I'd like to play it.
I realize that I may not be getting quite down that there's some mechanics involved in it, but I do know for a fact you can portal your way to the moon.
That is true. Yes, that is true.
And what you see on the moon is... It's just a nice little touch.
Yeah.
Thinking
that is true.
Of everything.
But it's more about what else is happening at the time. Would you agree, Scott? There's something else kind of happening.
As
epic as that is, going on the moon.
Best game moment ever, possibly.
On your second and third playthroughs, you know, this is the time to do it.
Well, just play it, Greg.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
And actually, Skull said that I should send you... I actually went through on my second playthrough, and I recorded all the input from the game. So,
oh, wow.
Most definitely, you should send that over.
Yeah, and I made a bunch of ringtones out of it. And
oh,
Skull
really?
Said that I should send them to you. So I'm going to play one here, if that's okay. I've got it on my phone.
I think that's okay.
So the quality's not great, but it might be loud.
that's Cave, right? When he's talking about...
Yeah. So,
yeah, when love gives you lemons, mate, lemonade.
Yeah. So whenever my phone rings, Cave Johnson screams that he's going to burn my house down. I love it.
Yeah. Well, my favorite, one of my favorite part, I won't say the line, but you know, you're falling. Right, this is really hard.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
You're falling and you're with somebody, okay?
With the laugh track, right? The clapping?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love
that
bit.
Oh, good, that still works.
That still works.
Oh, man.
That bit is,
every moment,
you know, it's just so funny. If you can get that, all right, on my phone, Scott, I'll love you for it.
I'll tell you what, I'll just go through and record that whole bit.
I love that bit. That is the funniest. And funny enough, I think Stephen Merchant in the game, I love Stephen Merchant anyway before.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a huge fan of what The Office and Extras and stuff.
And yeah, okay, Stephen Merchant, that is the guy from, is that the guy from IT Crowd?
No.
The Irish guy? The
no,
ball?
No.
It's not, it sounds just like him.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't, Scott. No, he doesn't. They all don't sound the same.
Steve Merchant is from Bristol. which is like kind of the south of England. He's same place as Surface Leaders. He's kind of from there. Whereas the Irish guy's from Ireland, so that's a different place. But yeah, he's great. And I think I said this on the Veteran Gamers, like, if it wasn't for him, I think the first kind of hour of the game would be so
horrible.
Like, they needed him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's such a drive throughout that. Like, you play the game and you find him or he finds you and it's great and you're fun and you're laughing at him. And then when you go away from him, all
say
I want to do is go back to him.
Like, yeah,
I just want to see him again.
Yeah.
Like, because the whole game is, I just want to see Steve Merchant again. Like, I just want to go back to that pit.
Anxiety.
And you work all the way up. And all I was thinking was, I can't wait to see him again. Right.
Yeah.
More of him. but even though that's the case, that slow clapping bit is clearly so funny. It's one of the funniest moments of the whole game. I loved it. So brilliant. Portal
Excellent.
2 is a fine game.
Yeah, right. I was pretty blown away by it. So as much as we talked about it, that wasn't all I played. I got like maybe an hour of Brink last night before I just passed out. I was so tired.
Okay.
Good.
Let's talk about Brink. Might as well get it out in the open now, because I was going to talk about it on my side. So let's talk some Brink.
Brink. Wow, Brink. I was really excited for Brink. They've been promising a lot with Brink, and I think that's part of the problem, is that they may have promised too much. And so everyone kind of built it up in their minds and expected it to be this, it's going to blow me away, amazing thing. And I'm not saying it's not, it's not bad, but, the best review I've read so far is, entitled Played It, Beat It, and I still don't know how good it is. Like,
see, and Scott, I totally get you. I mean, you're right. I've been reading the reviews too. They're absolutely like, some are horrible, some are good, and, but it seems like it's split. There's nothing really in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, you really have to be ready to invest yourself in a very different game style. Like,
right.
It's not really like any other shooter you've played. It's kind of a throwback to the old Quake days, but with a new shooter skin on it.
I mean, it reminds me a lot in many ways of a Counter-Strike Team Fortress style game, but it has kind of the newer elements of. Well, it's not really new. I mean, I don't know. There's nothing this game does that's new, but it just combines it up in a different way. So you've got control point matches. You don't have a standard death match.
Yeah. There's a lot of different goals.
Yeah. So there's
always
goals.
But then there's
goals.
Like goals within a goal. So like, well, the main goal is the soldier is supposed to be blowing up this wall. If you're an operative, there's a goal to, like, hack open a side door so that you're harder to flank.
Right.
Or, you know, there's random goals like that. It's a very rewarding experience in that sense.
And here's my gripe, if you will, is that all, to me, that all those mechanics make perfectly good sense in a multiplayer game, within the multiplayer experience. My problem, and I think the problem many people had, is the single-player game basically is the multiplayer game just with bots thrown into it.
It's like a linear version of the multiplayer with some story elements.
Yeah, and the story elements...
Is it new maps and stuff, though? Is it like a different place? Or
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's the same place.
Depends on the way you play it. Yeah. Like, you can play through random campaign levels, so each team has, like, a massive set of goals, or you can just play, like, a multiplayer versus game. Online.
Yeah, and it is interesting. When you first start up the game, the very first thing it asks you, without any kind of context or other than the opening kind of little, cutscene, is choose your side. You're either, in a sense, the police, or you're the rebels.
The dudes.
You have to choose your side, and then you go directly into customizing your character. Which, the customization is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. At first, I was like, oh, there's only like 10 different faces and skin tones. But, like, there's no reason to be bummed out about that. Because once you choose one and then start customizing all the layers on top of it, you don't look like it anymore. Like,
right.
You're looking at, like, just that face.
Yeah, head. So there's like 10 basic heads, but then you get, 10 different skin types, where you can have acne or, scarring or...
Who would pick that?
You know what? Because even when you pick acne, it doesn't necessarily look like acne. It just gives the face a different texture and complexion.
Yeah.
I want it to look like the squeaky teenage guy from The Simpsons.
Yeah, you might be able to do that. But, I mean, so then you've got that. Then you've got, all the different voices you can throw in. I mean, you truly will have a unique looking character. Yeah. And so for that, I was very much like, this is really cool. And I haven't done any multiplayer yet. I just dabbled on the single player. I literally picked it up this afternoon. So
yeah. I think it's
I'm not
going to have to commit to, because
you do. I think you're totally right.
Like, it develops really, really slowly. You don't get any of the gun unlocks or skill unlocks for quite a while.
Yeah. I'll say this. I wasn't blown away like, oh my God. But in so many ways, I am kind of equating out what's going on with Brink very much with what happened with Homefront, which was, this game is really a multiplayer game with some tacked on single player stuff to try and give it context and maybe to kind of train you on how to play it.
Multiplayer is really where it's at, I think.
Yeah. And I think the Gate community for sure will enjoy it, because there was a ton of people that liked playing the Team Fortress 2 style of game, where it's, you have your squads and you're working teamwork together to accomplish the goals.
Yeah. I mean, if you just sit down and just say, okay, I'm going to give Brink 3 hours of playtime and really try and dive into it and all the different skills and weapon mods and all that stuff, I think it'll really, really grow on you, especially if it's multiplayer.
Yeah.
Plus just navigating around, like climbing up stuff and sliding. And
let's talk about the free climb, or the free running, if you will. So the parkour stuff. I think we totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's this guy, isn't it?
Yes.
I actually had a great first experience with it on the first level that they dropped me, and I was like, oh man, I need to get way up there. But the stairs are like way, way, way behind me. I don't want to turn around and run all the way back to the stairs. Just take the stairs and run all the way back to where I am now, but one floor above. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I, like, got a leg up on this table and then climbed up onto this, this glass divider wall, and then, like, tightrope walked it and jumped onto a railing to get onto the second floor. I was like, that was much, much cooler than just running around, you know?
No, absolutely. And for those that maybe don't know the mechanic, basically in this game, you can hold down the left bumper, and it basically sends you into kind of a sprint. But as you're coming upon objects, depending on the orientation of where you're looking at it, and of course the orientation of the object, if you're looking slightly above it, your character is going to basically leap up onto it and kind of jump over it. If it's something that you could potentially slide under, as long as you're looking slightly below it, in terms of the orientation, your character will automatically go into a slide. You don't have to touch any other buttons. It automatically all happens. And
they really try to drill into you, move first, shoot second.
And what's cool is, as you're doing this, you still can aim and shoot and do those mechanics. So it makes for a very kind of fluid feel.
Yeah, it was neat. I jumped over a railing, landed hard, but you can like kind of slide out of it, like roll out of it. And that led me to slide underneath a pipe into a player, pretty much. He was right there, so I just kind of aimed at his chest with my shotgun as I was sliding and just took him out. It was really cool, actually.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's nice. It has a lot of potential. So,
I think the potential is all going to be in, you know, team-based gameplay.
Yeah.
If you don't have people wanting to play as a team, it's going to be a crappy experience.
Yeah, I mean, if you have six soldiers running around and your goal is to hack something, you're really not going to get anywhere. It's not going to be any fun.
Right. But, I mean, graphically, it looks great. I didn't see any of the glitches that they were, you know, a lot of them were talking about the 360 version was having some graphical glitches. Now,
saying,
it did
like,
get...
textures wouldn't load in.
Yeah. It got a day one patch. So I think that probably took care of those issues.
Yeah, so, playing pre-patch.
Okay.
And I didn't see any of it. I mean, guaranteed I'm on the absolute highest settings on the PC, so I don't have any problems.
Get
Look at you.
With preloading those textures. Yeah, no, I'm kind of pumped about it because I've never been able to build a really good PC. I've just been able to build, like, a budget PC that will run games for a while. You know what I mean?
Start smoking and stop.
Yeah, exactly. So I haven't seen that, but that's probably just due to, you know, I'm preloading all those textures easily.
Well, yeah. You are on the PC side, so that definitely is going to make a big difference, I think. But yeah, overall, I think we're both fairly positive about Brink. But again, I think it's all about community play at this point.
Yeah. I mean, if you've just played it as a shooter, it seems kind of slow paced.
Yeah. I was a little surprised at how slow the actual pace of the game felt. I really thought it would be a real fast, kind of twitchy, old Quake-like shooting.
Yeah,
and
it's a little bit more skill-based, which is kind of nice.
It is. So. But it's definitely not a Call of Duty clone, which also is nice.
You're definitely going to have to get used to it when you start playing. Be like, this doesn't feel right. But eventually, you'll kind of sink into it.
Oh, yeah. And I am sporting my Doom head bandana.
Nice.
I got for my pre-order.
I got... I got a friend that works at GameStop, so he's gonna bring me the code, and hopefully I can input that into my Steam version, and it'll still take it. Because I got the Steam pre-order as well, so.
Get you!
I can get multiple ones in there, but you never really know. I also played Torchlight. I thought I would throw that in there because I came back to Torchlight, and I'm loving it.
Is that on the PC as well?
Yeah.
Everything is on the PC for Scott. Yeah.
I struggle with Torchlight on the console. I really think it's because it's on the console, because of the UI just kind of driving me mad.
Yeah, with the mouse, it's really good.
Well, I'm not an RPG, like, guy.
If it has swords and elves in it, Chinny is not interested.
Exactly, yeah. And I gave it a try, and I was like, well, I just, the menu, like, as soon as that menu came up, I was like, I'm bored. Like, this is boring.
don't have to have a powered PC to run it or anything.
I suppose not. But, like, if I had a mouse at that point on that menu, I would be like, oh, fine. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't take forever to go all the way to the top to the bottom. It's just that's the main thing that pissed me off for that. But you like that, right? You're into that, the Torchlights.
Well, yeah, it's very Diablo-like. I mean, even the first time you step into the main town, which is called Torchlight, they literally just stole the Diablo 1 town music, and it plays the entire time you're in the town. It's really fun. Yeah.
Well, I mean, these guys are the guys behind Diablo, or at least some of them were. So
yeah, I think
sense.
Some of the original Diablo 1 guys worked on it.
Yeah.
So it's just fun.
Now, here's a question for you, Scott.
A lot of mods on the PC, so if there's anything you don't like, you just change it.
Now, I know you're big on the Torchlight. I actually was also really hyped for Torchlight. I've been constantly like going back and forth, should I pick it up? And then I just recently saw a video for an upcoming game. It's actually coming out this month called Dungeons & Dragons Daggerfall. And it is an online four-player co-op.
Oh, okay.
downloadable game. So I think it's going to be coming to Steam as well as Xbox Live Arcade and PSN whenever it comes back up.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised I haven't actually seen anything on it.
Yeah, in fact, Giant Bomb did a great, like, 20-minute quick look on the game.
Those poor D&D games have not had the best track record.
No, they really, for the most part, haven't. But this one has very much a Torchlight feel to it.
Huh.
So it's that top-down isometric kind of view. You know, you've got your loot gathering and
like Champions of Norath, I think is what it was called.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. It's in fact, I would say that's probably even closer to what it kind of feels and looks like. Okay. So
Gauntlet Legends, did you ever play that? Like on the Dreamcast or anything?
No, did not.
Play. I played that.
Yeah, it was fun with like
I played four players. That. Yeah. I used to love Gauntlet on the Amstrad and the Amiga and stuff. So
yeah, I had mine on the NES. Also.
Yeah, I used to love that shit, Gauntlet. Yeah.
I spent way too many quarters at the arcade on Gauntlet and never got anywhere in that game.
Yeah, seriously.
There's no way in hell I was going to play it on a console.
Like, where am I now?
Man, they should make a kind of remastered version of Gauntlet like the original one.
I always think that, and then I go back and play Gauntlet.
They should.
Yeah.
It's just boxes with a lot of things in them, and then you open the door and they all charge at you, and that's it. Yeah.
All right, well, Scott, is that about do it for you?
Revisited Crisis Warhead. That's about it.
That's okay. The expansion, right, Warhead? Or...
Yeah, it's the same storyline, but from a different soldier's perspective.
Right. Yeah.
We'll talk about Crisis in a second. Mike, why don't we hit yours up real fast? Portal
okay,
2,
well,
I know that.
Portal 2, phenomenal, brilliant. I haven't played the co-op yet because I'm playing it. I'm going to play it with Skulldogger, or I have arranged to play it. I will warn him, he's got probably about 2 weeks before I ditch him. If he doesn't do it by 2 weeks, I'm going to cheat on him.
Okay, did you see that achievement in there where it's like solve, I think it's like room 7 in the co-op chambers or something with like 5 portals?
I don't know. No, I haven't looked at, I've got all the single player achievements.
Okay. But you haven't touched the co-op at all then, right?
Nothing with the co-op. Not even.
He's been faithful so far.
Yeah, right. It's
Skull. I arranged with Skull. I said to him, I'll play it with you, and I'll play that Outlander game that he had hard on for the other day with him.
Well, you just told him that because you wanted him to stop.
Yeah, true. That's true. He came online earlier today, but he was playing LEGO Star Wars 3, so I think it was his son.
Yes.
Or it could have been him and his son, so I didn't really disturb him because,
you didn't start swearing at him to find out if it was him or not.
Yeah, that's actually when I start sending him root messages and test the waters.
Hey, kid, ask your dad what the birds and the bees is now.
Ask him why he was beating up mom the other day.
Yeah.
No.
Ask him what being conceived means. No. So, that Gears of War 3 a little bit. That's still going on, right?
Yep, and goes on to the 15th.
Right. Very good.
Less of a gamer for not playing it or something. But
do you like the Gears of War? I'm sure you did, right?
It's not too bad.
Okay. It's good. It's 3's brilliant. I recommend 3.
It's much better than 2.
Yes.
From what I was seeing, so.
Yeah.
Let the kids service make a difference.
Yes, they do. And just the levels are more interesting and weapons better. Good. Anyway, we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
But one thing I did want to ask, I've been on media blackout. Because of Portal 2. I don't know if you know this, Scott, but I've been very busy with getting my degree. I had a dissertation to do, so I couldn't really play Portal 2.
Getting smart.
Mike, just cop to it again. Come on. Animal porn with goats.
Okay, I was making videos with animal porn, so I was busy. And I couldn't play Portal 2, and now I've played it, I can start reading the gaming news again, I can listen to the podcast again without fear of somebody saying, oh, you can go to the moon! Right. sorry if I was talking to someone, but we're ready for that. So the Flashpoint, my friend, he's a huge Operation Flashpoint fan, the new one, Red River. What's the word on this? Has anybody heard anything about, he keeps bothering me to get it, saying that it's a brilliant game. But he told me to get the other Operation Flashpoint, which is awful, so.
I haven't heard anything overwhelmingly good about it. I think a lot of them knocked it for the fact that, again, it is just a single-player game with some co-op in it. It doesn't have any true multiplayer, like, deathmatch kind of.
No, I don't care about it. I just care about a good co-op. That's all I really care about.
Flashpoint, Red River, I don't know.
I don't know if it's good co-op, but, you know, that could always be up to the person you're playing with.
Apparently there's no Metascore for it, so.
Really?
Yeah, there's none.
It's always a good sign.
Oh, you know why? Because it's not out in America yet.
Oh, is it?
Yes, that's true. It's been out
it's
in Europe.
Oh, early. I forget that, yes. So there you go, that's why that's,
For once. It's released over there than it's
Take that, America!
Codemasters playing favorites.
God, I bet you're so jealous. But he loves it. He thinks it's brilliant. And he says, no, it's better than the other one. It's better than the other one.
Was it Dragon Rising? The one that...
No, that was the other one. That was the one that came out in 2009, which was, he convinced me that it was going to be good.
Is that the one that you were talking about then?
Yeah.
So that's like a Metascore of 76.
It was okay, but it was a bit too much like real war, you know?
Okay, yeah.
You don't know what's going on, you get killed too quickly, and it's not very much fun.
Call of Duty 2 or 3,
he convinced me to buy it, and I bought it, and, it wasn't very good. So he was like, no, this one's better, and I'm like, I don't know if it's gonna be. So I was just wondering if anybody knew. Anyway, that's it, that's me.
Alright. Excellent.
About Portal, so yours was just tiny.
It's okay. It's okay. You had important things to say, Scott. You had important things to say. Whoa. Now, for someone who doesn't have anything important to say, let's talk about my games. There's a shit ton of my games on my list. Gears 3 Beta, SOCOM 4, single player only.
So how's the SOCOM multiplayer?
The multiplayer is really, really slow.
I'll tell you what, getting in the game is tough.
It's hard. The single player isn't really winning me over either, I have to admit. It is a poor man's Gras.
Okay.
Put it that way.
Kind of makes sense.
No one plays SOCOM for the single player. No one.
Well, that's the only choice I have at the moment. I keep being told by a certain corporation, next week, so I've been holding on to this.
The 31st of May, it's getting back. It's coming back.
Did you buy the gun for the PlayStation Move?
No. I don't dabble in that silliness. Okay, Section 8 Prejudice, had another little dabble on that.
I played that.
You know?
I'm hearing good things, yeah.
Enjoying it.
PC.
Duke brought me in. Obviously, Duke is a huge fan, Scott, if you don't know that, but he brought me in. He says, come on, try it. So I came in and played it, and it was okay. We played like the Horde mode thing first.
Oh, okay. I haven't played that yet.
That was fairly boring. I says, get me in a multiplayer. And I enjoyed it. It was good. Like I don't see his like a mad fascination with it.
Is it?
I think
I have this preconceived notion that it's like Tribes 2.
It has a good Tribes feel to it.
It's like Tribes of Battlefield, like old school Battlefield.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
And I think that's why he likes it, because he loves
the splash of Halo.
He loves Battlefield 2, you know, the massive open maps, four or five different flags to take over. You don't get that in Bad Company, and that's what he misses, so that's why he likes them. But I don't, you know, aesthetically, I don't like robots and mechs and stuff, so it's just a bit stupid. But I like the jump, you know, the parachuting type.
Yep, dropping in.
Oh, yeah.
Dropping in.
It is nice to be able to drop in and know you're not going to get spawn camped.
Yeah, that's
you don't have to walk 3 miles to get to the action.
Exactly.
That also is nice.
Battlefield 2142. I don't know if you ever played that. It was PC only, I think.
Yeah, didn't.
And they had little if you were the commander of your squad, you could bring in this little beacon that you could lay down, and people could drop in from space in it. So
I always thought drop in from space. It's a nice feature.
It's fun.
all right, so I finished Crysis 2 finally.
Oh, don't say anything. I still haven't played it. I mean, you know, don't ruin the story.
All right, I'm not going
to go to the moon.
I went to the moon. I will just say, I'm glad I'm sending it back to gameplay.
Oh. Right, because I've heard, I've heard from this game is, it's really good, it's good. Going right, I'm bored.
Yeah, it is long, Scott. I was surprised how long this game is. The single player is very long.
Trying for FPS single players to be longer, and I'm like, I don't think you want them longer.
You know what? You want them longer. You want them longer when the missions are varied up and you're doing a lot of different things. Crysis 2, it ultimately fails because it's longer just by virtue of, oh, you got to this location. Oh, wait, no, you got to go to this location. Oh, you got to that. Nope, you got to get to this location. And the entire time it's, oh, and guess what? All the kinds of enemies you just fought, you're just going to fight the same enemies on the way. It looks beautiful. And that's, I think, its only real saving grace. Otherwise, this game would have really gotten hammered on.
I know that with the previous Crysis games, it was like create your own fun with the suit.
Yeah, and
so
there's...
Because I can invent new ways to kill guys was kind of the whole fun behind it, I think.
There's a little bit of that, but I think they've really tamed that down, and it feels very linear now in terms of, you know, how you approach each mission. Even though they
First
give...
First Crysis was pretty long, too, actually.
Yeah,
now that
I
think about it.
It felt like a European-written story.
Was that a burn?
That's an absolute burn.
Should I be offended now? I don't know.
Yeah, I think burn. I think I was going to say burn.
How about a story written in Eastern Ukraine?
Okay. All right.
Getting
That's
a little
much clearer.
Now, or warmer. Anyway, so.
Stalker was pretty good. Watch it.
No, there are good games, like Metro 2033. I know that was a good game. And you know, it's just one of those things where this storyline, I thought, was just weak. And it didn't help itself by extending the story with frivolous things to make it longer.
They kind of left it at a cliffhanger at the end of the first Crysis.
Yeah.
It was like, I think Earth is boned. What are we going to do? And then, I mean, do they address that at all?
Kinda, sorta.
In other words,
there's always. Let me just put it this way, Scott.
Wait for Crysis 3.
There's always something else to do. A soldier's work is never done.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so I finished it, and it was just like, okay, thank God, because I didn't realize how close I was to the end. By the way, that's what really killed me.
Oh no!
So here I had stopped playing it for a few days, and you know, was finally like, okay, I'm just gonna trudge through this last part. I don't know how long it is.
It's
like only maybe that, like probably 10 minutes of gameplay, and I was done. I was like, oh, okay. But
remember, I did that with it wasn't a very good game. It was the Bourne game. Remember that?
Yep.
And I was playing it. I was like, oh, okay. Right, I'm done with this, and I just kind of put it down, and I gave it back to Glove Film, and I put it back on my list because I wanted to finish it. It was always in the kind of back of my mind, and I played it. I was like, right, put this in, play it, like round the corner, boss finished. I was like, oh, brilliant! I set it back the same day.
Easy gamer score.
And of course we talked about Brink already. And then, lastly, I dabbled on a little, Red Faction demo, and Scott, don't be sorry at all. I like the fact that, we're being able to talk about these games, you know. It's good that you're up on Brink.
Yeah.
Now, it's good that somebody plays new games around here.
I know. Well, let's talk about the Red Faction demo.
Yeah, I'm really curious. I wasn't a huge fan of the last one, Guerrilla.
I was a huge fan of Guerrilla. I loved that game. Loved
it started out a lot of fun. I'm like, yeah, look, I can knock down buildings. And then, like, after an hour of that, I was like, I'm still just knocking down buildings.
The problem I had with Faction Guerrilla, and I didn't get far enough into this demo to really know if it has that issue or not. Red Faction Guerrilla was plagued with the never-ending spawn of enemies.
Oh, okay.
And it just seemed like you did one thing
GTA 3
potentially go against you. Oh yeah, and they were coming from out of the woodwork. It's just like, look, a guy just crawled from out of the rock, and you know, so it was that kind of situation. So this go around, the demo seems like it has a much more fleshed out single player, at least so far, from what I can tell, and it feels much more. I don't want to say Dead Space because it's not as eerie as that, but I mean, it almost had kind of that vibe to me.
More seriousness, I guess.
More serious and just, kind of, you know, a little more, and again, this is just on, you know, kind of my brief time with the demo. It was much more of a linear experience.
Okay.
You know, you were underground. That'd help me like so. Yeah, you're underground. I wasn't in some big open environment where I could just walk all over God's creation. I had a clear.
Like the first one. Way back day.
Yeah. Where they had the geomodding and stuff. It feels kind of like that. The enemies I encountered, and granted, I was kind of using the weapons to try and just see how they worked with the, you know, the deformation and blowing shit up. So I wasn't exactly using my weapons the best way, but the enemies seemed extremely hard to kill based on the weapons I had. And well, so
was it like,
well, like you had you had a magnet gun where you attached to one thing and then you attach the other end to say like a rock and it'll pull whatever was attached to it up to the rock.
Oh.
So it'll pull whatever you had attached to it the first time to the second.
Slam a guy into the ceiling and drop him.
Exactly.
Alright.
But I was doing that, but it wasn't killing the aliens. So I was needing to be more creative with the way I was using the gun, and I realized that. But so, you know, you had that. They had it was kind of like a gravity push gun. And then I think I got basically kind of your standard, like, assault rifle. But the assault rifle felt a little weak. Like, it took a lot of bullets to kill the aliens. Yeah. So, but all in all, it felt very polished and feels like it's going to be a good game. So, I'm kind of excited for it.
It's not one that I've got on my radar, I must admit, but I haven't played Red Faction Guerrilla yet.
I will admit as well, it's not on my radar. There's so many other games. I mean, L.A. Noire is really the big one on my radar. So, I'm not terribly excited for Red Faction from a purchasing standpoint, but after playing the demo, I have, you know, some more curiosity. I'm really kind of curious how they're going to handle multiplayer. Or even if they are. I don't know if they're doing a true multiplayer or if it's just a co-op. So,
I know that multiplayer in the first one on the PC could be hilarious because you could place charges and wait till someone like walks near it and then blow it and they like fall down like into three caverns and die.
Nice.
Because the whole world was destructible, you know.
See, I love games like that. Battlefield 3, can't wait for it. All right.
Well, I'm on media blackout on that one, I think.
Well,
just because I don't want to
spoil something for you.
I don't want to hype it up.
To blow shit up.
All right.
Which one are you on media?
3.0.
What you on media blackout for?
Battlefield 3.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because I hyped myself up a lot with Brink, but I don't know. That kind of tints your experience.
It does.
Well, see what I do, right? Just, I only get excited when one of the most expensive and most famous developers release a game, Rockstar, and then you never get let down.
Well, unless it's GTA 4.
Oh, but I like that game, so.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, okay. You're good.
That's fine. I'm good. GTA 4 was a fine achievement.
Yeah, it was good. I don't want to trash talk it, other than the driving.
You better not.
You can trash talk it. It's okay.
Other than the driving, yeah.
Guys. We have talked a lot about what we've been playing. We talked about new releases.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably time we start talking about the news.
Oh, yeah. The news.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait. Hang
on. Let's talk about that.
The news, Greg. Oh.
Yes, the news.
Brilliant.
And this is the news of the week.
Great.
See, Mike, I can see you're off your game. You've been kind of out of the second chair for a while.
2 weeks.
I know. I mean, you were on the show, but you weren't on the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was present, but not present. Because my presence is a presence. Kiss my ass.
Hey, let's do some quick check.
Kanye West, that was. Yeah. That was Kanye West.
Oh, I was going to say, is that like a rap or something?
Yeah, it was just Kanye West. Yeah.
I'm not into this.
I'm not either. It's okay.
The hippity hop
music.
He's a youngin. So. All right.
I wish I was, Greg.
Some news.
Yes.
Marvel. I know this is exciting news. Marvelous and AQ Interactive merging. Yeah, yeah. And you know AQ. They made Bullet Witch, Blue Dragon Plus. Come on. Marvelous.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Harvest Moon, No More Heroes.
Smile and Nod.
They're a little bit about it.
Deadly Premonition. Yeah, no. Okay, moving on. Hey, news you might care about. A new Alan Wake has been confirmed by the developer. Nice. It's not Alan Wake 2, though. They hinted at a reboot.
Ah.
And that...
Did it just come out last year? Why reboot?
Yeah, that immediately said to me...
Story's still completely relevant.
No, that immediately said to me, PC.
Yeah, yeah.
PC version incoming. You can,
you can play it, Scott.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually played the crap out of it on the 360. I loved it.
Yeah, that was a game. Alright, more news. BioShock Infinite name in the game contest. Yeah, you want to get your namesake in the game? Now you can. BioShock is doing a contest.
That would be cool.
Well, there you go. Mike Chinn, the evil, dastardly villain.
It'd probably be like a cat or something. Probably lame.
Yeah. Speaking of evil, dastardly villains, Black Ops First Strike DLC sold 1.4 million units. God. First 24 hours.
No. Oh, yeah. I won't bitch. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's kind of horrible.
You know this whole Activision stuff of Bobby Kotick? Nobody cares or knows. No, yeah. Only we care. And
yeah,
we're like
exactly.
8% of the audience.
It's true. That's true. Isn't it like 15 bucks for the DLC though?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
But Black Ops are doing a better job than Modern Warfare 2 did.
Okay.
Yeah.
They give you more. They're all brand new maps for a start. Yeah.
Good, good.
And they give you, that's a start, and they give you a zombie map as well.
Okay.
You know? So it's like Modern Warfare 2, they gave you four maps, and two of them were old.
Yeah.
Remakes.
That's right.
Yeah, that did suck.
It's a little bit better. It's not great, but it's a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, on the heels of that news, guys, on the heels of that news, it's no wonder this news is up. Activision and Blizzard banked $503 million in the first quarter in profit.
What that means they qualify for a tax break, right?
Yeah. What would you do? I don't know what I would do with $503 million. Like, just give me the $3 million. That's fine. Like, you know,
if you're Bobby Kotick, he just makes clothing out of it and rolls around.
Yeah.
In it.
Hey, I know what Scott would do. Or actually, I know what Scott would not do. He wouldn't buy a new PC. Yeah.
I didn't spend that much on it, man. $503 million. What would you?
What? Like,
at least
what,
a TV. At least a new TV.
I can't think of anything that's $400 million. Like, I can't think of anything to spend that money on. Just, Jesus Christ.
I'd buy a second monitor.
There
yeah.
You go.
I'd start there. Yeah, you know, I'd want to.
Now that you have $502.9999999 million. Now what are you going to do?
If I buy a MacBook Pro and, you know, a second monitor with a Mac as well and, I know, some new trainers, some sneakers or something, that's like throwing the chair off the Titanic. You're not even making a dent in the price. It's just ridiculous. I wouldn't know what to spend.
But you know what you could do?
In America, $100, right? I don't
know. Yeah. You had that $503 million. You know what you could do? As of May 19th, you would be able to use PayPal on the Xbox 360.
What?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The spring dashboard update launches May 19th, and they're adding PayPal.
I don't know if that's helpful.
Just
PayPal if you want.
I'd rather buy my points through PayPal on my card, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that me or is that wrong? I don't know.
You know, it's an option. I think that's probably the bigger issue. And it's a secure option.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
dig.
oh.
Yeah. But you know what? If you're not excited about that, then clearly May 27th is your day because that's when Avatar Connect is hitting the Xbox 360 as well.
Avatar.
Oh. Avatar Connect. Come on. Hello.
Fill me in. What's this?
Remember the old chat, the Avatar Connect?
Oh, right,
chat
that thing, yeah.
Yes, that all of us are going to be using?
Yeah.
Those of you that may not know, Avatar Connect is basically a chat room, but it's a virtual visual chat room.
It's home.
It's home, yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's a chat roulette without the penis.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say that yet.
I wouldn't say that. Yeah. That's not going to be dicks there. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about other things that need to be fixed. Sony PSN. Yep. They're saying it's going to come out the 31st. It's still down. But here was the best part. The rumors are it's going to come out, or they're going to relaunch May 31st. And then Sony flat out said, we never committed to launching May 31st.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's not go crazy here. We're May-ish, okay? So
we didn't put a ring on it. Yeah.
So
We didn't put a ring on the day.
Yeah. My prediction for this whole scenario, by the way, is I think they will cross my fingers for the true, you know, PS3 gamers that are missing out right now, that they'll get the online gaming part of it up and running.
I hope they do.
For May 31st. But they're going to wait and unveil the new PSN store at E3. That'll be part of their thing.
Maybe.
Or Sony. Like, if you were just going to be an asshole hacker, why wouldn't you just go attack Microsoft, the guy that makes you pay for it?
Because Sony came after them. And that's absolutely why this all happened. I'm convinced of it.
What
hackers got in their mind because they went after GeoHots and they went after the hacking community that was, in a sense, kind of in and around GeoHots and supporting him.
Oh.
Sony really tried to put the screws to GeoHots, and I think it just, you know, hackers are...
This is the retaliation. Yeah, you don't want to piss them off.
No, I think... words...
They can be pretty decent, relatively moral people. More so than most people in the United States, probably. But man, if you tick them off,
well, if you give them a cause, something to rally,
yeah,
I think that's
exactly
really what it boils down to.
It's a lot of brain power, right?
Yeah.
Combined,
well, speaking of the PSN, Mike, let's talk
about
other people that are now getting affected by this.
This is why I think, like, it's gone beyond. Well, we joke about it, but it is kind of a problem now. For PlayStation, because, you know, I play my 360. I've joked that the PSN's down and what you going to play on now, huh? But it is getting to a point now where, I mean, a week is kind of bad, but yeah. when you're 20 days in, yeah. it's fucking up, big things. Capcom are losing hundreds of thousands, if not millions, execs say. Now, I don't know how much is that is true, but I'm sure that a lot of people, not only Capcom, are losing a lot of money because of this. And it's sad because PlayStation Network has some great games on it. I have enjoyed some of the PlayStation Network games are brilliant, and unique, and they're only on the PSN, apart from Flower, which is awful, and just absolute, just tripe. But I do, you know, I want to play Back to the Future. That's still a game that I want to play.
PC. Sorry.
Well. Yeah, now. It's sad. It's getting to the point where it's really sad. It's not just like a joke. I'm genuinely like, come on, PlayStation, you've got to do something now. Yeah. And a big company like Capcom losing hundreds of thousands of pounds, dollars rather. It's bad news for the gaming industry. They need to sort it out.
No, I mean, if we put it in perspective, think about the game last week that Rich was raving about, Outland. It was scheduled to come out on the Xbox Live Arcade and PSN.
Yeah, so they could have doubled their money.
Yeah, they had expected revenues. They developed for both sets of it, and now, yeah, you know, they're losing half of what they thought. You know, they're only making half of what they thought they were going to make. On top of that, even when this game does come out now, you know, one of the problems, you know, older games have, if they've been out elsewhere for a while, you know, consumers on the other platform are less likely to pick it up. I mean, look at Mass Effect 2. Everybody was clamoring, oh, bring it to the PS3, bring it to the PS3.
Yeah.
The sales for Mass Effect 2 on the PS3 were minuscule compared to what it did on the 360.
They were okay. They were okay.
They were okay, but I don't think it even cracked a million. So,
probably that's by now, but like, yeah, like, who cares by now? But it's just kind of, I mean, on a larger scale to what you were saying, Greg, you know, like Outlands was it, which you're talking about, and what about Brink?
Yeah.
A game that, you know, from what you guys were talking about is...
Based on multiplayer, yeah.
Based on multiplayer. What about, it's gone now. There's another multiplayer. Like SOCOM. There you go. SOCOM
4.
Massive multiplayer game. Right? No one cares about single player. No one plays SOCOM.
Even Portal 2. Wonder,
yeah,
because the whole Steam integration and all of that. I mean, how bad did that suffer?
Gabe Newell came out and said it's going to be the best version on, you know, the best version of Portal 2 will be on the PS3. You know, or the best console version, right? It's going to be the PS3. And It's bad. It's really bad. It's sad for PlayStation. It's sad for Capcom and all these other companies. It's really, it's just a sad state to be in at the moment.
It's just such a, like, horrible timing that Valve and Steam and, you know, everybody gets together for this really awesome collaboration, you know, and it works really
almost got there. They almost got there with it. Yeah. You know, that was something that everybody's kind of waiting for, and then this happened.
Well, for the first day, it worked great. I played with Steve over PS3.
Conspiracy theory is already in place. Microsoft firebombed the whole PSN.
Yeah.
Talking to Microsoft, Greg.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of looking like it.
Well, Scott, maybe we can talk about something else that's sad and Microsoft related now.
Oh.
Yeah. Skype.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bought by Microsoft today.
Yeah.
And they only paid a little bit of money for it, right? From what I understand.
Oh yeah, only what, $8.5 billion?
$8.5 billion. You guys were just talking about $503 million. Imagine $8.5 billion in cash.
I almost put a bid there for that. You know, when you're at an auction and you accidentally put your hand up. I'm glad I didn't.
Just see it now.
Skype. Anyone want Skype? Oh no, sorry. No, I'm just ordering a drink.
I have 8.6. No. Oh. Whoa. No.
The meeting's going down.
That game? I bet an 8.6. 8.6 million. Oh, billion over the corner. No.
Yeah, Bill Gates showed up to the Skype facility and they were talking about the sale and the guys at Skype are like, oh, watch this. You know what? It's going to cost you $8.5 billion. He's like, I got it in the car.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Well, no, he's too busy saving the world from mosquitoes.
Yeah. Right. So,
he's not doing that.
Now, one of the exciting things about this though, because there is some excitement.
Yeah, there's some good news there, even if you're not a Skype investor.
they do say that Skype is going to have plans to support Kinect as well as Xbox Live.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense.
Cool. It kind of seems like their response to Steam pairing up with PlayStation. They're like, oh, well, we can do this. I don't know.
I think this plays into the larger Microsoft cloud media hub kind of plan.
Yeah. They're trying to jump on that as fast as possible.
Yeah. I think all the Verizon phone owners with Droid access with Skype should be quaking in their boots about now, though.
Yeah.
Have to wonder how long that will last, and Skype will suddenly become a Windows Live phone only application.
Yeah. That's true. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. This is
Skype on the iPhone and stuff.
No, you know that's getting shut down fast.
that's not happening anymore, is it?
Yeah. Bill Gates got on the phone to Steve Jobs. Hey, guess what I just did?
Oh, Steve.
Now, apparently, you won't be stuck exclusively using Skype with Kinect either.
And that's good. Yeah. That is good.
I guess they plan on continuing to support Skype, current Skype clients on platforms other than its own.
Imagine you could ring Skype from your Xbox.
That would be kind of neat.
Podcast for Xbox with me.
Yeah.
Like, you could, like, say, all right, so I don't turn up to a podcast, Greg. You'd be like, where the fuck is Mike? Right, and you check the...
Yeah, I know where you are.
Yeah, and then you ring me up on while I'm playing Portal 2 for my fifth time. So busy. So, yeah.
It will cool. also... Yeah, my one fear... Because we already know this will be an Xbox Live Gold perk for Microsoft with regards to Skype. I think everybody's fear is what is going to happen to the existing Skype. Now, I know you're saying they're going to continue to support the other platforms, but are you going to have to pay for it on the other platforms?
Yeah.
That is the question that remains, and I'm sure we will hear more about that. Or hopefully not. Hopefully it will just stay the way it is. Would be kind of nice. Okay. We are at that time. It is the show break finally. I know everybody listening is just thinking, Jesus Christ, these guys talk about nothing. So we're going to take our show break. We got a short little commercial. It's not really a commercial. You've heard it before. But then we're going to have our little comedy bit. And last week we had a nice little comedy bit via Mr. Richard Primrose. He sent me another one, and this one is pretty funny, and it has to do with Call of Duty players, so I think you guys will enjoy it. And, well, we will be back after this. If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Real-time are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.
That doesn't count. This is a Wii game. Ooh, I'm stroking a pony. That's a Wii game, right? Ooh, I'm feeding sugar cubes to a unicorn. It's going to poo out rainbows that I can paint onto Mario's house. That's not gaming. This is gaming. Oh my God, I'm in a gun battle. Which one of these isn't crouch? Every game involves crouching. You're always behind a little wall or you're behind an oil barrel. You're always crouching. But they put the crouch button in different places on different games. And you get panicked in the middle of a space marine laser battle, and you're just pressing any button at all. And before you know it, your soldier is just waddling around the battlefield. Just looking up at you, going, press anything, anything, not toggle maps. There's a game called Metal Gear Solid, and you play a character called Snake. And when Snake dies, the camera pulls cinematically up from him, and the man that Snake has been speaking to on his comms unit goes, Snake, 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 every time he dies. When I play as Snake, he dies a lot. But the man's sadness seems undiminished by the regularity with which he has to mourn Snake. You think once or twice he just go, ah, Snake. You think there'd be some sort of debriefing session where they go, Jesus, Mick, you're very fucked off about the death of Snake, weren't you? Well, he's one of the best agents we've ever had. He was not, Mick. We've looked back over the mission logs. His behaviour in the field was erratic at best. He spent most of his time just waddling around the battlefield for no fucking reason. He'd just be waddling into corridors he didn't know where to go. He'd be toggling maps, then weapons, then items and weapons, then maps. He tried to put his maps into his items and his weapons into his items. Then he had to get behind that. He couldn't get behind it. He kept running at it. He kept running at it repeatedly. He ran at it once, he missed it, he had to run around again in a little circle. He tried jumping at it, tried jumping at it. Then he tried touching it, then jump and touch, jump and touch, jump, crouch and touch, jump, crouch and touch. Then he looked up, then he hit a crowbar, then he looked down, then he dropped the crowbar, picked up the crowbar, weapons, items, items, weapons, items, weapons, weapons, items, crouch, not crouch, crouch, not crouch, crouch, not crouch, crouch, not crouch, weapons, items, crouch, 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 crouch. Then a robot attacked him, he gave him his fucking rations. The worst agent we've ever had. Fuck it hell. Some routines have a natural finale, a punchline. Others just end when the comedian gets exhausted, jumping at an imaginary piece of video game scenery. And well aware that maybe 25, 30% of the people in this room have spent the last 5 minutes going, jump, crouch, touch, what is he talking about? The man's a fucking idiot. Something's not even making sense anymore. It's sometimes in that routine you can see a big group of young people, they're ducking, ah, and then like a meerkat. There'll be a middle-aged person going, what the fuck are you all laughing at? You're all mad, you're off your heads. Jump, crouch, touch, is this supposed to be comedy? Is this what passes for comedy? I know, I get angry myself.
All right, we are back from the break, and let's waste no time. Let's write into Community Mailbag.
Get the mail, Pop.
Pip, get the mail, Pip.
Yep, any mail for us.
Excellent. Mike, on it. You know, you just had to warm up a little bit. That was great. Yeah.
Didn't even have to tell me that time.
No, not at all. Not at all. Hey, question of the week. Do you look at achievements before you start playing a game, or do you leave it as a surprise to the end? So, Scott, why don't you start up? Steam achievements. Are you the guy that gets in there and first thing you do, you open up the Steam achievements and figure out what you got to do?
I was.
Did I say Steve or Steam? I meant Steam.
Steam.
There are Steve achievements, by the way.
Steam achievements, yeah. No, when I'm on the Xbox, I definitely look first every time. Not so much on Steam. I'm starting to, though.
Now, do you know where the achievements are on Steam?
Yeah.
Just checking. Just checking.
They don't necessarily have any value, like gold or, you know, 10 points or 20 points. Or, you know.
Gold would be nice. I would like to point out to any developers out there.
Platinum. I have recently signed up for Raptor, and they do keep track of any achievements that you've unlocked in Steam. So I've started looking on Steam before I play. So yeah, I'm one of those achievement whore types.
Okay.
For sure.
Don't be afraid to call yourself a whore. We respect whores here. Mike, what about you?
I used to. I don't anymore.
You're a reformed whore.
Yes, I saw a better life. Sometimes if I'm mid-player, it depends on if I'm really, Portal 2, I won't look at all. I don't want to, I'll turn myself on busy, I don't want to know, right? I just want to play the game. If it's like a game like Homefront, for example, and I'm playing it, I'm getting, you know, it's alright, I'm getting on with it, an achievement pops up, I'll have a look, and then I'll have a look at the rest, and, oh yeah, okay, I'll do that. But with Portal 2, and I'm with Homefront, if there's any achievements that I want to clean up on, I'll do a second playthrough, which I did today with Portal 2, and I'll go through all those kind of niggly achievements that I was missing. There's some really good ones in Portal 2.
It kind of depends on the game, doesn't it? Because some games are like, I don't want to play through this twice. So I'm going to look at all the achievements and try and get it out of the way.
Or I don't care if I, because if you press the guide button, you're out the game. You know what I mean? You're out. Because in Portal 2, I didn't want that to happen. I wanted to just kind of play this game. And nothing else is going on. I switched my phone off.
Did you play it on the 360?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you would have. Whenever people say Portal 2, I'm like, oh, PC. You played that on PC. That's like the automatic thought for me.
I just want, because, you know, the one thing that frustrates me is that people come in online. You know, the so-and-so is online. I'll turn myself on busy so I couldn't see that. And I didn't want to know anything.
Notifications off.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't mind the achievements popping up. Okay. But I didn't look at them or anything. I just kind of, and in fact, I am glad I had them on. Greg, I recommend that you keep them on for one part in particular.
okay.
I've never seen an achievement deliver a punchline before.
Okay.
That's right. Okay.
All right. And there's quite a few achievements where you do something and he's like, there's an achievement for that. Really? That's cool. So, I recommend keeping them on. I'm glad I did. Put yourself on busy so people don't come online all the while. But yeah.
Good. Okay. Mike, I'm kind of like you, especially the way you were describing Homefront. You know, once I get an achievement where you're playing through the single player and there's kind of you finish a chapter, you know you're going to get an achievement of some kind.
Yep.
It's, as you're playing the game and suddenly you get that random achievement that pops up and you're like, wait, what the hell did I just do that I got the achievement for? I'll usually go to the guide, look that up, and then depending on how far in, I'll start looking at the other achievements.
I'm not mad about them like I used to be. I'm just going to whatever on them. Yeah. And then when I finish the game, I don't know about you, Greg, but sometimes if there's some easy ones, I'll just kind of go back and have a go.
Kind of. It all depends. I'm going back
through. Like an extra game.
Yeah. I'm going back through and playing Homefront right now on Gorilla. And at first I was like, oh, I'm going to go back through and try and clean up some achievements here and there too. It is so painfully difficult that I have no desire to do anything other than just try and make it through alive.
Finish the game. Yeah.
I'll go back through and clean it up on ultra easy and just get the few here and there that I missed.
My Homefront. I don't know if you heard my horror story with Homefront.
I don't think we had.
Oh no, okay. Steve was big on it for a while, so I didn't know if he shared.
No, Steve doesn't share anything with me.
I had to return it through Steam.
Oh.
It was unfortunate because I was really looking forward to Homefront. It was one of the games I was looking forward to this year, and I had barely even touched it. Just because the Steam, the stats that they gave Steam for the system requirements were wrong.
Wow.
They were lower than they should. So I'm like, oh yeah, I can run this game great. And then I ran it 15 frames.
Ouch.
So I'm still looking.
Okay. All right, well let's move on, Mike. What are the
sidetrack us yet again? I'm sorry.
You're good like that, Scott. You're good like that.
Fine.
I'm sure we will have five more Portal 2 conversations before this podcast is over.
If I have anything to say about it.
Oh, Mike, Twitters. Yeah. Tweet me something.
Yes, the Twitters, they're saying, well, Metric Pizza, Daniel from all the way from, Australia, says, generally, I don't look at them if it is a story-driven game. However, if it's a sport or racing game, I do.
You know, that's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of along the lines of what me and Greg were saying as well.
Yeah. I only like it, I only like secret achievements when they are secret because they don't want to ruin something for you that you're going to do anyway in the game.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's always nice.
Yeah. There's an extra tweet here, Greg. What the hell's this?
It's an extra one from Daniel. He sent a follow-up kind of rhetorical question to his first Twitter.
Why is that? I think we answered that. He said, why is that?
We did.
Yeah. It's because you don't want to spoil anything for you. You just want to play the game and get on with it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Right. The next Twitter is from Gary, or Johnny Fartpants, who apparently has just got married, I think. Something's big. He's either been married or he's got a baby or something massive.
Congratulations, or I'm sorry, whichever one.
Yes.
It's different for everyone, you know?
Yeah. And he said, never really got into the whole achievement thing. Just play the game until it ain't fun no more. A number equals nothing. That's pretty deep there.
One equals zero, is what he's saying.
It's craziness. Mm. It's maddening.
Yep.
Binary code. Alright. we had some forum responses. See, that's a word I have a hard time saying. Forum.
Forum.
Yeah, forum. Or foreign. We had foreign responses too, Mike.
Just try and say
foreign forums.
Really
we have a foreign forum. Yeah, forum. It just rolls off your forum.
Did you hear about Portal 2? Mike. Dave Dog. He had something to say in the forums.
Alright, fine. In the what? Two?
Shut up.
To paraphrase Chad Warden, I just want to play games. That was from Dave Dog. He just wants to play games.
Nice.
Doesn't care about achievements.
I'll take the next forum response.
Mm-hmm.
From our good friend Marcanix. He said, Sometimes let me expand. And boy, does he. So if it's a good game I have bought, if it's a good game I've bought to enjoy and want to get my money's worth out of it, then I will give it an initial playthrough first. Then after that, I will have a look at what achievements are missing, try to mop them up on further playthroughs.
Which is exactly what we said, I think. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I like to do that myself.
If it's a rental game, and let's say someone fantastic has set up a gamer score challenge, and for those of you who don't know there, Marcanix runs the gamer score challenge. Yeah.
Yay!
Yes.
He does.
We started on the 6th of May, I think.
Yes, it did. It did.
And I'm in it. Are you in it, Greg?
I'm not, only because I don't achievement whore that well. Not good at it. I really am not.
I actually heavily contemplated joining that.
You should have.
For some reason, I applied for G4TE forums a long time ago and still haven't gotten a response. Like, a year ago. And
Scott,
still haven't gotten a response.
If you send me your information, your social security number and password, I promise you we'll get
you'll send me your social security number and password.
I have a
I will send you 85,000 Ugandan dollar.
I may just reapply.
Yeah, reapply because I'm sure we've got some kind of swing. Not much.
I'm sure Parsnip or someone over there will if we have a word
we'll hook you.
Yeah.
Right. No, probably the worst mistake you ever make in your life, but do it anyway. he says, then definitely I will check out the Chivos first and plan on trying to get them in as little time as possible, hopefully in one playthrough, so I can send the game back, get the next one delivered. Alright, Scott, you got the next one here.
The next one's from Spitfire Ian.
Yep. He
says that he never looks at achievements until after his first playthrough. He says, as you can see by looking at my average score for games, at being around the 300 mark. Average score for games.
Well, being on 360, you get 1,000 maximum.
Oh, okay. For sure. Gotcha. Yeah. I knew that.
Doesn't seem like he's achievement whoring that much.
Yeah, that's not that much.
It depends on the game as well. You can play some games, you'll get like 700 on an easy play for us.
True.
Yeah. Some are just very, very stingy. But he says, if I like a game enough, I will go through on a second run with a closer eye on where the chivos are. Is that a common thing on the...
Chivos?
I think so.
Chivos? Because yeah. I only have like one friend that calls them that, so that's kind of cool to see that twice.
I think it's kind of a UK thing.
Maybe, yeah.
Chivo, yeah, I think it is actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I never really had heard it before until I heard the accent, and then I was like, oh, chivos. It makes so much sense.
So it's easier to say than achievements, I think, as well. Chivos.
I would agree.
I think for a while I called them Chiefs.
Chiefs? Yeah.
I like that one, actually, yeah. Yeah.
It says, with Marcanic's competition in mind, I can't talk today, I looked at my list of games to see where I might pick up a few and realized just how poor I am at getting those coveted points. Plug, he's saying there, of course. Great competition, Mark. I hope not to end up with the wooden spoon this year anyway. He says, in Skull, I tweet from just down the Brian Claw. Is this English or is it English?
It is English, English.
Okay. I tweet from just down the Brian Clow way.
Yeah, see, Mike could help you out here.
Oh, yeah.
He could totally be trying to jump in and help you out. But clearly.
Very, highlight it.
Here. Yes.
Yep. Oh,
I don't know what that
purple.
Says.
That's, all right. Sorry. We're blending colors here. I'm learning things.
Craziness.
I don't know what that Brian, whoever that guy is. I don't know who that is.
Oh, so it is a last name. It's not like a weird British street or anything.
No.
No, Brian, they are talking
like
about Marmite.
It's kind of like an alley.
Yeah. Marmite is something that you put on your toast, and it's famous for people either love it or hate it.
I've heard disgusting things about Marmite. In fact...
Yeah, people think Marmite is brilliant, or they think it's disgusting. It's like binary.
Yeah.
So apparently he's tweeting to him from the land of Marmite and beer. That is Burton upon Trent.
Burton upon Trent? Oh, okay.
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 All right.
I don't know what any of that meant, but I'll surely repeat it. With
yeah. I'm not sure how to read the next.
Spot.
Yeah.
Spot.
Right. So he's got a lot of quotes.
Yeah, he has a lot of quotes in there in his little form response.
So I don't know how to read this.
I think you should just read the sentence, and then when it comes up to a quote, just say air quotes.
Okay.
say air quotes and do them.
And you got to do the right dramatic pause,
yeah.
That kind of
thing. I'm going to make sure. Okay, so what's his name?
Spock.
Is that from something, Scott, because I don't know to ask you there.
You don't? That? Okay. I don't know. I saw it on a show that they were making fun of
Spock.
Ah, okay. Spock.
I mean, I hope you know who Spock is.
It's how what's his name says it.
Leonard.
The Leonard captain.
Nimoy.
Yeah.
Oh no, William Shatner. Yeah.
Spock. Yeah. William Shatner. He always goes Spock. Kind of draws it out.
Yeah. Okay.
it just makes me want to say that every time I see it spelled like that. Spock.
Fair enough. So Spock says, "I used to play." But I not even realized there was chivos till pop, they just popped up while playing. Air quote, oh look, I got XYZ achievement. Surprise! Spelt wrong. Then about a year ago, I discovered a player who I liked playing with. He had like 1,000 plus and most on every game. And he was like helping me get achievements, yo. Quote, okay, go over there. Press X, shoot those guys over there. I'll open the box. Now run down there, over the gypsy, turn left at the elephant, and you get an achievement. And after that, I went back to my original friends while I was playing, and I'd say, quote, hey guys, let's go over there and we'll get like the X achievement with the elephant and stuff. And they were like, quote, huh? You sure are achievement happy these days. You've changed since you've been playing with that guy over there. I'm happy to be with this.
That's actually how it happened to me too, I think. I ran into a guy on my friends list and he was like, oh, have you done this yet? I'm like, no, why would I care? And then it ends up being a lot of fun.
It's how it happens to all of us.
It's like crack. So Spock goes on to say, see, I used to play games for the sake of gameplay and social interaction, cracking wise, and lolling at jokes. This was usually a multiplayer title like Rainbow Six Vegas 2, Gears, Halo, etc. I still like doing that kind of stuff, But since I've started a single player only games like Mass Effect 1 and 2, Bioshock 1 and 2, and Fallout New Vegas, it's a lot more about the achievements and getting all the hidden details. I actually frequent multiple playthroughs, wikis, and what's that? Walkthroughs or something? What's
yeah, walkthroughs, game facts.
What's FONW? Sorry, FONV.
Fonvi. I don't know.
I don't know what it's...
It's Fonzie's brother.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's something similar to...
like GameFAQs.com or something.
Oh, yeah, Fallout New Vegas. Jesus, we're idiots.
Oh, Fallout
New Vegas.
Oh, my God.
That just hit me like a freaking brick right in the head.
I actually frequent multiple walkthroughs, wikis for Fallout New Vegas, and I just want to get the most out of the effort. But if a total has a single-player campaign and an online multiplayer, won't reference walkthroughs unless I get stuck during a mission. Later, after I've beaten the story and play the multiplayer, I'll go reference a walkthrough to find all the goodies. Problem is, a new game usually comes out by that time, and I start a new one, and I never finish the 100-plus attempt. Nerds. I think it's supposed to say nerds.
Nerds.
But nerds works.
Call me a nerd, yeah.
You know, it's kind of funny. Now that I really think about it, I don't get too bothered about getting the most out of my achievements. What I do kind of get bothered about, though, is getting the achievement for completing the game.
Oh, yeah.
And usually I want it to at least be on normal mode, if not one of the higher difficulties. And as long as I get that, I feel like I've gotten my money's worth out of the single player.
Yes, it at least shows that you've achieved it. And yeah. And actually, speaking of Fallout New Vegas, I never buy, like, Prima Strategy guides or anything. Except for Fallout games, they're totally worth it. So I would point that out there. If you're still running through your Fallouts, it might be worth a pickup of those.
I imagine they are for Fallout, And Skyrim would probably be worth it.
The locations of all the bobbleheads and a whole bunch of maps, and it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. The only game I've ever bought them for, Fallout New Vegas, I went and bought.
But sometimes you see, like, strategy guides for, like, I don't know, something weird, like Modern Warfare 2 or something.
Yeah, Well, they had them for Homefront, and I was like, really? Homefront?
Homefront. Like, I'm struggling. I am struggling for this.
I could see it for Portal 2.
Really, though? Like, would you want to...
I wouldn't... I mean, no, I'd want to solve it myself, but I could see how somebody would be stuck in...
The internet exists now. I don't know, it's weird.
It's true, it does. It does exist.
This is a good chance for me to go and talk back about Portal 2. With Portal 2...
I was opening that door for you.
And you feel like a genius every time. Solve a puzzle.
But, like, you know, the point of Portal is you're going to be stuck.
Stop it.
You're going to be stuck.
Richard, turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
And when you go to the sun, I was blown away.
Hey, we've got an email.
Yes,
Mike,
we do.
You know this person.
I do.
You know
very
him
well.
Intimately, not so much. Eric S. Piotrowski, also known as Mr. Duke Scoff. He had this to say. Hello, my name is Mr. Snrub. I think I'm saying that right. Snrub?
Snrub?
Snrub. Sure. And I'd like to vote for Section 8 in the listener poll that Skullduggerer instigated last week.
Skullduggerer.
And now here's a person I don't know who would like to add his comments. I like the way Snrub thinks. Okay, it's me, Mr. Snrub, back again. I understand you want to know what suitable compensation is for PSN being down. Here's what. Sony pays Chad Warden to make a special video every week explaining what's new and hot on PSN.
That'd be great.
Come on, ballin'!
He's a baller nerd.
Dude Balzac is on Twitter. How cool is that? Also, we're doing a bike ride in 2 weeks for East Timor. If you're in the Madison area, ride with us. Okay, I have a VG play date, and then it's paper grading time. Mr. Snrub. P.S. Would you like to change your internet providings to a better service providings that is 4 times faster than your current providings? Also, everyone should listen to the VG show this week to find out what the latest meaning of CPM is.
Woo! Yeah. That's Duke.
I think you do have to tune in to find out what the true meaning of CPM is. We have multiple meanings here.
Yeah, I've always wondered, actually. Is it just Christopher something Mac?
Well, see, there's that.
That's the obvious one, but that's no fun. I mean,
sure, there's that. There's also that term actually gets utilized in advertising CPM rates.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Which is cost per thousand. Just
and it's
back.
Also, I think what Duke's
cost
talking
per
about
million?
As well.
No, it's cost per thousand, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Really? I never got that either. It is cost per thousand.
Why is that like that's CPK weird. Or CPT?
It's advertising like, people. Don't ask me.
Marketing.
Yeah.
I think CPM is a curriculum as well that some teachers have been using for like some, I don't know, Duke's a teacher, Scott, and he, like, they was all talking about, yeah, I've been using CPM. It's a really good system. And Duke was going out of his mind. Well, what are you talking about? And it's some new curriculum or something that yeah. teachers use.
I believe it also, by the way, is a drain cleaner.
Mm.
You know what? I think you're
CPM
right.
CPM 3000.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for community play dates. There's a little bit going on. We've got, you know, being that Chris isn't here, I figured I'd kind of lead through this real fast. Friday night races, pretty much always a staple at the G4TE.com forums. Go there, look for the Friday night races, find out what they're doing. I think it's Forza 3, it might be Shift 2, who knows, you never know, it might even be Burnout Paradise. Then Sunday, the F1 Championship, round 13 and 14. So if you are a part of that, don't forget, you're going to be racing Spa and Mons. And then Veteran Gamers Playdate, Blops, new maps, this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
At $15.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Gross Mountain Time. Oh.
Gross yeah. Mountain Time.
That's what I call it these days.
Gross Monkey
Greenwich,
Time.
Is it Greenwich Mountain Time or something?
Greenwich Mean Time, I think.
Yeah.
All I know is so I'm -7.
Green Mean Time.
Yeah.
Hey, birthdays. We had
Gangrene
a bunch.
Gangrene Menace Tango.
Birthdays.
That's
we
a
had
lot
a
of birthdays.
Bunch. Yeah. Well, yeah. We missed a week because we were having some site issues at the time. At least I couldn't access the site. I shouldn't say the site wasn't having issues, but anyway, here we go. Halo Boy 42.
Hey,
yeah, Kirk 505. A little young in there. Jack
yeah,
Reacher.
I actually thought I'd be the lowest one if I were to join. I'd be like the youngest. That's not at all.
No, I'm on G4T, so tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have since raised the bar. It's no longer 16. Anyway, Jack Reacher. Dizzy had a birthday. And Natalith. G-Dog79. Mr. Marcanix.
Marcanix. Happy birthday, Mark.
That's Pink so- Diamond Girl, as opposed to Pink Sapphire Girl from the previous week.
Mm-hmm.
And the daddy, getting
yep.
older. Woohoo!
Cute.
Yeah, I don't believe that age is correct, by the way. I'd like to point out, I think that's false. Yeah.
Oh, I reckon
is that,
he's,
yeah.
Is
yeah.
that Big Bad Daddy? Or is that?
No, no. That would be that, the daddy.
The daddy.
Who,
okay.
From Veteran Gamers.
I yep. can never.
Yep.
I can never discern the two.
Two British guys, they're all the same.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Zodiac Lecter.
Hey, my boy. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting on.
Yeah.
Better talk to him quick, Scott.
Limited time. Polarity Beta had a birthday. And sad song should now be playing for Uncorked Devotee.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's the oldest I've seen.
I know. I know.
Veteran Gamer.
Well, it is G4T, you know.
It is.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering this. I was like, I wonder who is the oldest person on Gamer for the Elderly.
And if they want to admit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. I plan to be on this forum like when I'm 102.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like, and today's new releases. Anyway.
Greg,
hey, new
Greg, do you want to stop doing the podcast now, Greg?
Get away from me! Get away from me!
Yeah.
Back when I was playing games, Red Dead, you had to choose to join someone's game.
You mean you gotta use your hands?
Yeah, right? There you go. That's a baby's toy.
The baby's. Who was that kid? It was somebody famous, wasn't it?
Yes, Frodo.
Yeah, yeah. It's
what was his name? I can never think of it, man.
I bet his name wasn't some of these new members.
No,
Mick.
Oh, sorry.
as we said, Mick. Yeah, I'm going to keep you on track here. Phil Walker, Erkin Empire. And T-Melon. T-Melon?
T-Melon? Yeah.
T-Melon?
So happy birthday to all those, and welcome to those.
Yes, welcome to those new members. And
Elijah Woods, Scott.
Elijah Woods, yes, he's a new member as well.
He's a new member.
Oh, okay, this podcast, way too long gone on. Weird.
Remember that from Back to the Future 2? Elijah Woods would come in and say, you gotta eat your ass.
Just let it go, man. Just let it go.
I have another ringtone for Portal 2. You want me to play that?
Just let it go, Scott.
Do it. Do it.
Play it in your shout-outs. Play it in your shout-outs. Okay?
All right.
Oh, for the love of God. I'm going to cover the first part. If you want to send us an email like Mr. Snrub did, we would love to get your email onto the show. You send it to ocpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You're guaranteed to at least read it once. And then decide whether we want to put it on the show and then maybe comment on it. But you also have other avenues of contacting us. Mike, if they wanted to Twitter us.
Yes.
How would they do that?
They would open up their, they could use their browser if they want. You know, you can access Twitter through the browser. You can use a number of softwares or use TweetDeck. That's one option. You know, and then, just type in some characters on your keyboard.
I'm the Wheatley undertones here. I don't know if anyone else is.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm glad you did. Right.
Say cool. You can say tweet cool, us.
What? Oh, you think I'm Stewie, right? Yes, great, yes. You can tweet us at @OC_podcast. That was longer than it needed to be. At @OC_podcast. Yeah.
Yes. And one of these days we will get back to checking our iTunes and Zune reviews. But in the meantime,
we'll do that one day.
Post some, damn it. That's all I had to say to that.
Yeah.
Those are great. I love reading those, by the way. So.
Well, start making some big accounts, Scott. Get on there. Post some.
I should, actually. I don't have an account for either, but I should do that, mm-hmm. actually.
mm-hmm. Well, Scott, now's your chance. It's closing comments time. Shout outs. Anything you want to say. What's your ringtone? What's your website? What's your favorite flavor of bacon? Think about that.
I have another one. Hold on. Okay. All right. Shout out to Gladys. Oh. Apparently, you can't do that while the phone's
failed.
I just learned that. I learned something new. It's okay.
I'm learning.
All right. Here you go. Shout out to Gladys.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you hear it okay?
Not really.
Okay. You heard it a little bit, but
if you've heard it before,
yes,
then you'll probably know.
This sentence is false. It's
the sentence is false.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to shout out?
Kind of cheating. Yeah, definitely. G4TE, you guys. Some of the best experiences that I have had when I was playing with you guys back on the Xbox in my Xbox days.
Yeah. Nice. I've heard that from other people too.
Yeah.
It's always nice to play with educated, mature gamers.
Yeah, what is that?
Oh,
like?
You spending the time with?
Is that going too far? Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
Clearly,
I'll dial back on that.
Yeah. You also, must be talking about your time with Steve Conger.
Yeah. Right. No. As mature as we got is drawing penises on the Guild Wars radar.
Nice.
Going to try and embarrass him as much as possible while I'm on the show. Speaking of, I would like to shout out thegamesman.com.
Oh, who's from that site? Who got, what's that?
I'm on there every once in a while.
You were on there?
Yeah. Brilliant. Pretty much every show.
Huh. Who else is on there?
That Steve Conger guy.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah.
Acid B? He was on the last show.
I think I've heard I hardly hear him, but Hardly Dan?
Yeah, that's true. I hardly hear Hardly Dan. Yeah, our last show that we did with Acid Bee and Steve, we had a developer on talking about what goes into designing UIs and a good UI.
Yes, I remember talking to Steve while he was recording it. I was like, what are you talking about today? And he's like, UI. I was like, UI what?
It's like, shut up.
No, it's a good show. I was listening to it. I mean, it does get a little technical at times, but it's informative stuff.
Yeah, it really can be. Yeah, and I have started a stream over on Justin TV called Rabid Gaming, and over on that stream, hopefully you'll get to see me play all kinds of stuff from StarCraft to Brink, and you can join us. And
oh, that'd be good. Actually, I'd want to watch a game of StarCraft. Is that weird that I'd want to watch?
That's really popular, actually. I don't know if you're joking or if not.
No, I'm not, because I think StarCraft and probably Civ 4 as well.
Yeah, that's no, that's what the whole esports scene has been like designed around now. It's actually a popular thing. There's casters that talk about the games, and you watch live games. And pro
Mike,
play.
You go to Korea, you will fit right in.
Yeah, man.
Is it Civ 5 or 4? No, the newest one.
It actually gets really intense. It's really nerdy, but it gets really intense. It's a lot of fun.
Which one's the newest Civilization?
Five.
Yeah,
Civ 5.
Yeah, it's 5.
Yeah, I reckon I could get into that game if I had a PC. I really could.
I'll stream it for you. How's that?
There you go. I'd be curious to see what's going on. See if it's a little bit over my head.
This is why, like, OnLive would be perfect for that kind of game. I want that game on OnLive. I would subscribe for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or I'd buy it, I should say.
That's a very accurate statement you've made there. I think a lot of people would do that, yeah.
So yeah, if you have any suggestions or if you'd like to join us in one of our gaming sessions, it's always fun to play with people, obviously. It's kind of the point.
Do you play at a slot every day or every week or something?
It's going to be the plan to play as much as possible.
Okay. Whenever you're playing games, you're going to switch it on. Is that?
Yep. Whenever I play games, I'm just going to stream it.
Okay.
Right. You know, if it's multiplayer, you can join us and then be on TV, so to speak, I guess. if you have any suggestions or questions, you can follow me at Twitter, rabbit_Scotsman.
Sweet.
Awesome. Mike, why don't you go next?
Talking about Back to the Future 2.
What?
Because we were just talking about that.
Elijah Wood was in it, right? A lot of things are going to happen in 2015. I cannot fucking wait for hoverboards. I cannot, you know, we're 4 years away.
And then 8-year-old Elijah Wood yelling at you about.
Yeah, and then I'm going to steal a hoverboard off a little girl, and then she's going to, I've got a pit board now. Can't wait for that. That's going to be brilliant. And another thing about Back to the Future 2, I don't know if you know this is a little fact. It wasn't called Back to the Future 2 when it was being made, because they didn't want people to find out that Back to the Future 2 was being made. So they called it Paradox. Paradox feature in Portal 2. Oh, thank you. Done. Come full circle. I'll shout out Elijah Wood, because he was in Back to the Future 2. I'll shout out Ipeat, because he wasn't in Back to the Future 2. I can confirm that. I'm pretty sure of that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Positive.
I'm 99% sure he wasn't in.
What about that 1%?
Well, you never know. Yeah, he could be in the back. I don't know.
You can't guarantee it if he was an extra. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll shout out Greasy Fish Lips.
Nice.
Because his name is in front of me right now. So I might as well shout him out.
And shout out my wife for throwing cough drops at me while I'm on the podcast.
Yeah. Cough drops.
Cough drops at you, no less.
Who has cough drops now?
She has a cough and she wants me to... She wants me to mute.
She needs cough drops.
Get off the damn podcast and pay attention to me.
You should be throwing them back at her because she's the one who's coughing.
Yeah. Apologize to the.
I said I'm sorry.
No, it makes me sound like I'm going to beat you or something.
I didn't mean it, honey. I didn't mean it. I love you. I only left the door open a little bit. I'm sorry. Don't beat me again,
Scott. Sorry. Like I said, it's a new computer, so I don't know how to mute here. Where is this? Skype? I could have muted Skype. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know what? That was actually probably made the whole show right there. Good. You're solid. Thank you.
Right. Come on. Hey, Scott, do you still have long hair?
I don't, actually. I chopped it all off.
Really?
I have a faux hawk now.
I want to see a picture of you with your long hair, and I want to see a picture of you with your hair now. But...
Okay.
Yeah, we need a little before and after action.
Yeah.
I can arrange that, I think.
Because I look like Jesus now. I don't know if you know this.
Oh, I looked exact. I actually have a picture of me looking exactly like Jesus. Full.
Really? So me and you could look alike. We don't know. Brilliant.
I look exactly like Jesus until I put on those little round red sunglasses, and then I look exactly like Ozzy. So it's... it's kind of full beard, you know, whole nine.
I need to see a picture of you and see if you look like me. I've never seen a picture of you, so.
Okay.
Well, it's got to be done. Greg, do you shout out?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I guess.
You might as well.
Portal 2. Yeah. You want to shout out Portal 2?
I do want to shout out Portal 2. No, you know, I want to shout out Mr. Christopher Matthew. Thank you for alerting us that you weren't going to make the show. I really appreciate the...
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
The multiple texts and emails that you sent.
No, it's that he gives us.
He's killing terrorists right now, right? That's what he's doing?
That's what he's doing.
Yes, no. UPS drivers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
He's teaching people to kill terrorists. That's what he's doing.
Yep.
He's killing Bin Laden now. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. Big shout out to Mr. Richard Primrose for fondling that cat. I appreciate him getting thrown in jail.
I hope that kind of works out for him.
Hopefully the work actually goes well, too. You know, a big shout-out to Big Bad Daddy. You know, he's been laying low. I think he's been into the internets again. But we miss him. A little sponge
cake.
He's a
BT game, Scott.
He is, yeah.
I didn't know that. I was just never see him log on the Xbox.
Yeah. He does like his PC. He likes his retro games as well.
He does.
Yeah, he likes playing old games.
Yeah. I guarantee you, though, he's probably playing Portal 2.
Probably. Yeah.
Loving it.
Yeah. Speaking of, XTAL and David the Alien said they don't want to play Portal 2. Or what was that? Were they following my chain?
You know, they're actually communists. We found this out there from communist China and or North Korea.
Some people are just wrong sometimes, and it's fine. Like, they just need therapy. Yeah.
I was going to say, I was like, you guys are just pulling my chain, right? Like, you guys are just... And then they didn't answer. Like, no, screw that guy. Portal 2 lover.
this leads perfectly, Scott, into my quote, because it's about discrimination.
Okay.
It was from a Republican delegate, Kelly Sobania. She was speaking against extending a human rights law to cover homosexuals and disabled people.
Oh, okay.
And her quote?
That's...
If this trend continues...
Trend?
No one could discriminate against anyone for any reason.
Damn. And that would suck.
Yeah.
That would be horrible. What would we do? We'd all hug each other. Damn
and
it.
We'd get it on and, oh, God. What would you be mad about?
Oh...
Just moan about people with long hair.
Yeah, we could probably moan about podcasts going on too long. Hey, guess what, guys?
We're done.
We're out of here.
Thanks, Scott, for coming on. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
We can hear you. Your voice isn't as dominant as mine.
Okay. Almost ready, guys. Almost ready.
See, look, Steve Conger's prep is like really like polished and, you know, okay, guys. You know, gives us a brief. Like, hoorah! And then we go. Greg's
like... Yeah, no, yeah. He works on it for like at least a week every show.
I know. I love his little. This is for the outtakes. It's true that I don't really like Greg. Don't really like him. Just put up with him for you guys.
What did he say?
He's up for it.
Oh, cool.
girls.
She is a sexy little bitch when she works.
Grandma.
Well.
Grandma ain't what she used to be, damn it. She's just a shell of what she used to be. I actually remember the days of black and white TV.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Shit, I remember the days of having TVs that just had knobs, no buttons.
That I do remember.
Yeah. And you had to, like, actually tune in the TV station
to adjust the dial. Yeah, I used to watch Simpsons on the TV like that because I was too poor to buy a new TV, I guess.
Well, yeah.
We have this thing, right? I don't think I told this story to somebody in England. So this is rare in England. Although I was telling it to somebody who was 22, right?
Yeah.
So, this was when I was very young, but you could rent TVs.
Oh yeah.
Right? Now the way you would do it is you wouldn't pay a company like every month for the TV.
Yeah.
What you would do is you would pay a pound in a box around the back of the TV. Have you ever heard of this?
What?